Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
We're talking about the hedge of protection, the hedge of protection. And I looked the word protection up in Webster's dictionary, and it means to cover and to shield. God is our protection today, right? And He is our perfect protection. And again, I looked up protection, that word in Webster's dictionary, and it said a covering and a shield. He has a covering for us today, and He is our shield today. Amen. So I want to get right into it today, because the word doesn't return void, and our hearts are open, our minds are receptive, and we won't leave the same. Amen, everybody? So let's get right into it. We're going to go to Psalm, and I hope you brought your Bible. And just like we prepare when we come here on campus, those of you that are online, you need to prepare as well. Don't allow distractions. Don't get up in the middle. Just pretend you're right here with us in the auditorium. And the guidelines we have here to receive from the Lord, we should have at home as well, because we want you to get everything you can out of the Word, because it's important. It's important. The Word is more important than anything else in your life right now. The Word of God is more important that you get a right now word, you get direction, than anything else. When I lie down, I go to sleep in peace. Notice there's two things there. Two things. When I lie down. You know, have you ever laid down at night and didn't go to sleep? Right? Sure. So we've all went to bed, but we didn't get to sleep. But notice he says, when I lie down, I go to sleep. And I go to sleep in peace. Because you alone, O Lord, wow, you alone, O Lord, you keep me perfectly safe. Can we all say perfect protection? Where's that come from? The Lord. So we want to make sure that Jesus is Lord over our life and that Jesus is Lord over our home and our household. And He promises, He says that if He's Lord, O Lord, y'all see that, O Lord, that if He's Lord of your life, then He's promised and given you a promise and me a promise, two things, that not only when we lie down to go to sleep, we go to sleep and we sleep in peace. How many of you know you can't hear God's voice unless you're in peace? Oh, that's true. And we need to hear God's voice now like never before for our families, for the next generation. I can't hear God's voice if I'm in fear. I can't hear God's voice if I'm in strife. I can't hear God's voice if I'm in contention, if I'm irritable, angry, upset. I can't hear God's voice. There's only one way I hear God's voice, and that's when I'm at peace. Well, that's a good place to say amen. Yeah. So when I lie, that's why the devil wants to rob you and me of our peace. So we can't hear God's voice, and we'll make dumb choices. All right? So when I lie down, I go to sleep in peace. You alone, O Lord, make Him Lord today. Keep me perfectly safe. Say it with me. Jesus is my perfect protection. Now, we're talking about a hedge of protection, right? A hedge of protection. And we find it right here in the book of Job, in the life of Job. We looked at it last weekend. You can go back, go online, go to our website, download it for free, last weekend's teaching. But the Bible talks about a hedge of protection around His people. It also talks about a covering, a canopy. These are different metaphors for protection. A canopy, a covering. The Bible even says a wall of fire around the children of God. That means someone tries to touch you, they'll get burnt. A Bible talks about, these are all metaphors now. The Bible talks about a wall of thorns around God's people. What's that? Somebody tries to hurt you, they get pricked. They get hurt. All right? So God is a good God, and God is for us, and God alone is your best protection. I gave you the illustration kind of to be funny, but in reality, that we all do different things to protect ourselves. We should in the natural. We should be wise. We shouldn't go where we shouldn't go at the wrong time of the day or the night, right? We should have locks on our. I mean, when I grew up, Mayberry, RFD, my mom and dad, they never locked the doors at night in the early years, you know, because there was no threat. There was no danger. But we know that we're in a dangerous world right now, more dangerous than ever before, and it's going to get more dangerous and more unsafe. So we're going to need to know where our real safety comes from. Even though we do everything in the natural to protect our families and ourselves, but also that's not enough, my brother and sister. We have to have supernatural protection. Supernatural protection. Because we're human and we have limitations. And we can wind up with the wrong people at the wrong time. And somebody will say, well, that was God's will. It wasn't God's will. It was because I didn't hear God's will that day. And I made wrong choices to be with the wrong people at the wrong time. You know, we've heard this. Well, why didn't God stop that? Why didn't God stop that wreck? Why didn't God stop this from happening? That's the wrong question. Why didn't God? The right question is, why couldn't God? Why couldn't God stop it? He wanted to, but why couldn't he? What do you mean? It's me, old boy, old brother, sister, oh Lord, it's me, oh Lord, it's me. So we want to hear God's voice. To hear God's voice, we got to be at peace on the inside. And in a world that's full of unrest and like never before, you and I need to know that the Lord wants to be our perfect peace. Oh, I like that. And perfect protection. So a hedge of protection, a covering, a canopy, a wall of thorns, a wall of fire. There are different ways that he protects us. I'm so glad he protects us. Aren't you? You know, I'm so glad. You know, one time, you many of you hear this story, but I can't think of a better one. Years ago, I was in Israel. And I was getting on a plane in Tel Aviv to come back here. This is before, you know, the towers came down, before all the security at airports, all right? And I was on the tarmac. I was in line at Tel Aviv to get on the jet to come back to America. And all of a sudden, a sirens blew, the jeeps came, the army came, they had machine guns. And there was a gentleman right in front of me. I don't know if he's a gentleman. But he's right in front of me, had a backpack on. He's right in front of me. They threw him to the ground. He had a bomb in the backpack, was getting on the same plane that I was getting on. He's going to blow up the plane. But I didn't know it. But at the same time, back here, Pastor Kim and the prayer team were praying for me. And they said, Pastor's in danger. Let's pray for him. Aren't you glad for God's protection? I'm so glad for God's protection. And you have things in your own life, if you'll stop and think about it, how God protected you from this, that, and the other. Okay, so here's what in Job 1, verse 10. You have always put a wall of protection, a wall of protection. NLT, King James says, a hedge of protection. That's where I get the title for my series, A Hedge of Protection. You have always put a wall of protection around him and his home. And look at this, and his property. You can expect God to protect your property. Isn't that awesome? You have made him prosper in everything he does. Look how rich he is. Notice you can be spiritual and rich at the same time. I'm coming over here. You can be spiritual and rich at the same time. Religion says you can't, but God's word says you can. Job was the richest man on the planet, and he was the most spiritual man on the planet. And the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy from him. And you say, Pastor, how could he do it? We found out, Job chapter 3, how did the hedge come down? You see, you and I can do things to extend our life, or you and I can do things that will shorten our life. You do understand that, right? It's all through the book of Proverbs. You can do things that can shorten your life, or we can do things that will lengthen our life. So look at Job 3, 25 and 26. This is how the hedge came down. The devil came in, and he stole, and he killed, and he destroyed Job's house. How did he do it? Everything I fear and dread comes true. So fear pulls the hedge down. Fear puts a crack in the wall. Fear removes the canopy. Fear removes the covering. Satan was looking for a crack, and he found it in the hedge of protection, and that's how he got in. What made the crack? Fear. You and I are dealing with fear like never before. Can we all agree? I mean, we're dealing with fear like never before. That's why we're going to need to build our faith like never before. You see, the old way of growing my faith is not enough for this new day. This is a new fear. This is a greater degree of fear. that you and I have never seen before. In 37 years of this great church, I've never seen fear like I see it today. So my faith that I had 37 years ago is not strong enough for now today. We got to build our faith and starve our fear. Can I have an amen? Think about that now. In your own life, what are you doing differently this year than you did last year? Should be doing something differently. Should be in the Word more, praying in the Spirit more. Amen. We should be serving more, tithing more, giving more, witnessing more, because there's more fear than ever before. And if I'm at the same level of faith I had a year ago, I'm going to be taken out. So everything I fear and dread comes true. So if I'm afraid I'm going to get COVID, I'm going to get it. If I'm afraid I'm going to lose everything, I'm going to lose everything. If I'm afraid that I'm not going to make it, I'm not going to make it. Because fear is a magnet, and it attracts what you fear. It's a biblical principle. That's why you and I, we got to resist fear. Amen, everybody. We got to cast it down in Jesus' name. We can't give any real estate in our head to fear. Everything I fear and dread comes true. I have no peace, I have no rest, and my troubles never end. And my troubles never end. All right? So now let's go to Psalm 91. Psalm 91 is a psalm of protection. But how many of you know, if somebody says, well, I thought God was going to protect them, but did they do their part? There's a part I have to do. I sure do love y'all. You're awesome. There's a part we have to play and a part God has to play. How many know to walk with God, you know, two have to agree. Amos 3:3, how can two walk together except they agree? I have to agree with God and participate and cooperate for God to do what he wants to do in my life. I'm going to run that by you again because most Christians don't know that. I have to participate. There's a part I have to do for God's word to come true. There's a part I have to do for God's word to come true. God has his part. I have my part. If I don't do my part, God can't do his part. Psalm 91, many people that I know pray this every day over their family. That's a good step of action. I heard Billy Brim say one time, she prays this every day over her family, Billy Brim. I've heard lots of other leaders and people that down through the years, a lot of Christians, they'll take this and they'll pray it every day. It's a prayer of protection. But in it, it shows our part and God's part. So we're going to read through it quickly. You have time. The doors are locked. We're all social distancing. Amen. Y'all got time. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, we want to make sure we're in that secret place. That's our part. That's my part. That tomorrow morning, Monday morning, when I get up to lead my family and lead you, I've got to make sure Dave Blunt is in the secret place. Now, God's not going to do that for me. Two things God won't do for you, receive or resist. Well, I would hang on to that. Two things God's not going to do for you and me. He can't receive for us, and he's not going to resist the devil for us. We have to know how to receive from God and resist the devil. So he says, he who dwells in the secret place. So I've got to make sure that God's first tomorrow morning in my life. I've got to make sure that I have a refuge, I have a high tower, I have a place to run to, that I'm building my house on the rock, that my feet are on the solid rock. I've got to make sure I have a little talk with Jesus. I've got to make sure that I'm having fellowship. I've got to make sure I'm getting close to God. Come on, everybody. Because if I don't do that tomorrow morning, then God can't speak to me. I won't hear him. When he says, when I come home tomorrow afternoon, don't go 70, Dave, there'll be a car wreck. Take 94 and go that way. Right? If I haven't dwelt in the secret place of the Most High, then God can't do his part and speak to me because I'm too confused and I'm too messed up with the things of life. And that day, I can't hear him. So God wanted to do his part. God wanted to protect me, but I didn't have time for him in the morning to position myself to hear him throughout the day. Am I helping somebody? Okay, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain, ooh, I like this, stable. Boy, I want Church on the Rock to be the most stable church in town. I got three. No, I want us to be the most stable people in an unstable world. Somebody's got to be a witness, a lighthouse, a tower, a refuge, have hope, stability. Stability and fixed, oh, here it is, under the shadow of the Almighty. There's a covering under the wing of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. Oh, there's a covering now. I will say to the Lord, this is my part. This is my part. This is your part. This is not God's part. God can't make our confessions for us. I have to speak the word. I have to speak the word. I will say, we have to say, we have to speak out. God is my perfect protection. Jesus is Lord over my life. I will not fear or dread today. No plague will come nigh my dwelling, including COVID. No plague will come nigh my dwelling. It says, I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge, he's my fortress. Look what he's saying. This whole psalm is a psalm of protection, but there's our part and God's part. If I don't do my part, God can't do his part. God wants to do his part, but God's waiting on me to do my part. Y'all pray I do my part, would you? I will save the Lord. He's my refuge, my fortress, my God. On him I lean and rely on in him, and I confidently trust in him. So we have to make our confessions of the Bible, the promises, the word. And then here's God's part. He'll deliver me. Notice, I will say, then he will deliver. I will say, then he will protect. I will say, then he will bless. I will say, then he will heal. I will say, then he can restore. I will say, then he can go to work. He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly COVID pestilence. All right, next verse. Then he will, a covering. This is God's part. But I had to get in the secret place, didn't I? I had to speak the word every day and pray it, didn't I? Then he will cover me under the wings. But I have to trust and find refuge in him. His truth and his faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. So this is God's part. God said he'll cover us, a canopy, a covering, a protection, if first of all, we meet with him first in the morning, secret place. And then we make our confession in agreement with the word of God. And then we trust in him as our protection. And then look at this. This is our part. You shall not be afraid. This is our part. We can't fear. If we want God. Now, I deal with fear. You deal with fear like never before. It knocks on my head 724. How about you? Three honest people at Church on the Rock today. How many at home, you know, just do a little something with the host. Toot your horn across the street if you're dealing with fear. I'm dealing with fear. We're all dealing with fear. But notice, my part is don't stay in fear. Don't stay in fear. Oh, I want God to do something, but if I don't do my part, he can't do his part. We're talking about perfect protection, a hedge of protection. This is our part. You cannot live afraid, nor of the arrow and the evil plots. Notice, evil plots. Who's plotting against you? The devil. The devil. He's got an evil plan, evil plot for every day of your life. Evil plots and slanders of the wicked that flies by day. But here's our part now, Church on the Rock. That's why coming to church, being in a small group, being online, being across the street, being with faith fellowship, faith buddies, faith brothers and faith sisters is so important because it kills fear. It's so important that you're not watching the news more than reading the good news. If you do, you'll be full of fear. Now, if I live afraid, God can't protect me. And I want God to protect me, you, this church, your stuff, cat, dog, and hamster. Amen, everybody? So I love that. Nor of the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor of the destruction and sudden death that surprise and lays waste at noonday. Oh, my goodness. Verse 7. 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. What? The plague. The pestilence, the COVID, the sickness, the infirmity, the fear, the disease, all right? Only a spectator shall you be, yourself inaccessible because you're where? We're doing our part. We're getting along with God every morning. We're leading our children. We're leading our family. We're leading our marriage in family devotions. You're only be a spectator. God can do his part because I'm doing my part and I'm having daily devotion. I'm reading my Bible every day. I'm applying my Bible every day. I'm tithing, giving offerings in legacy. I had to throw that in there now, commercial. Only a spectator will you. You're inaccessible to the secret place of the Most High as you witness the reward of the wicked. Oh, my goodness. Verse 9. Because you've made the Lord your refuge, that's our part. That's our part. Say our part. Then say God's part. Wow. See, most Christians don't know that. When disaster comes, they blame God. Wonder why it happened. We shouldn't be asking, why did it happen? We should be asking, why couldn't God stop it from happening? Because you have made the Lord your God, your refuge, that's our part, and the Most High your dwelling place. I like that, dwelling place. We're going to live in God, not just visit him on Sunday. Come on, somebody. We're going to live for God every day. He's our commander in chief. Amen? There shall, I love this, no evil befall you. Now, do we believe the Bible? We believe the Bible at Church on the Rock. We believe the Bible at Church on the Rock. If you believe the Bible, here's what it says. No evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. Well, Pastor, I don't live in a tent. Trailer house. Well, Pastor, I don't live in that. Condo. Well, Pastor, I don't live in that. Townhouse. Well, Pastor, I don't live in that. Mansion. Pastor, I live in that house. Okay. We believe the Bible? We should be confessing this every day. No plague comes nigh your dwelling. Thousand will fall at you. Doesn't mean that you're better than your neighbor. Oh, no. Well, you just think y'all are better than us. No. We're not better than anybody else. It's just that we're believing something different. We're just believing different than the masses. We're not better. It says 1,000 will fall in your neighborhood, your subdivision, your city, your state, your county. We're not better than anybody else. We're just believing different. We believe what the Word says. The Word says that no plague will come in your house. All right, verse 11, and here's where I wanted to land. I want to talk about angels today. For he will give his angels charge over you. How many of you know that the angels have to obey the charge of the commander-in-chief? Oh, yeah. He will give his... So one of the ways that he provides a hedge of protection, one of the ways that he gives a canopy and a covering over you and yours is through the protection through angels. I believe in angels. Y'all believe in angels? You know, there's an angel here. Every one of you have been assigned an angel at birth. Did you know that? Every one of you was assigned an angel at birth. It's in the Bible. And you know that when you die, should the Lord tarry, I don't think he is. I think we're the rapture generation. But should you die, did you know that angels escort you to heaven? All right? So he will give his angels charge over you to what? Accompany you? Wow, I'm not going to get through this today, I can tell you right now. But you know what's so good? You're never alone. Only the lonely. Roy Orbison. Blah, 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 blah. You know, you're never alone. Never alone. Because your angel is always accompanying you. Well, Pastor, where was he? Where was he when this happened to me and my family? What were you doing? What was I doing? Because if I'm not doing my part, the angel can't do his part. Right? But God, the commander-in-chief, gives his angels. One of the ways he protects it, right? Like right now, there's angels behind me right now on the platform. People have seen it down through 37 years. We've actually, you know, when we were doing Principles for Life, a daily TV program over there, it would come, so many times it come through the TV. They would show up on the screen. They'd see angels behind me, and I'd get excited. It was an angel whispering. Somebody said one time, Pastor, you got excited, and I saw this great big old angel lean over and whisper into your ear. And then you took off running all over the platform. That happened so many times. There are more angels here today than people. Right, this place is filled with angels. Well, Pastor, I don't believe it because I can't see it. Well, you can't see your brain, and you got one of those. The spiritual world, that's an old preacher thing. The spiritual world is more real than the natural world. For he gives his angels charge over you to accompany you. Say it with me, I'm never alone. And then what do they do next? Defend you. Defend you. And then what else do angels do? They preserve you. Oh, they go with you. You're never alone in whatever you're facing. But I have my part and they have their part. Oh, my goodness. And so they not only go with us, but what? They defend you. Oh, my goodness. And then they preserve you. Pastor Kim talked about a couple weeks ago when she was driving her horse trailer, you know, down into Washington, down there by Nomelli and area and going to Washington. Remember she said she trailer was going off the road, a guy was coming, and she said, like, the angels just lifted it up and put it back on the road. Did you know angels can lift cars? They can lift trucks, semis. Come on, you've heard testimonies. Angels can lift rocks. Angels can lift cars off of people who are underneath them. We've all heard these stories. We've all heard these stories. But how does God, a wall of protection, one thing he uses is angelic protection. And every one of us at birth, we were given an assigned angel to accompany us, to defend us, preserve us, and protect us in all your ways. Now watch, here's our part of obedience in all your ways. That means on your way home, you've got angels. On your way to work, you've got angels. On your way to church, you've got angels. Don't got to be afraid of nothing. On your way to the gas station, or on your way from the gas station. On your way to the restaurant, on your way from the restaurant. On your way to the hospital, on your way from the hospital. On your way to school, on your way from school. You have an angel to protect you, to accompany you, to defend you, and preserve you. So there's no reason for fear. Fears of the devil. For he will give his angels charge over you. They have been charged by our commander-in-chief. But watch this now. Not in just any way I go, but in the ways of what? Obedience and service. That's my part as Josh comes out. That's my part. What do you mean, Pastor? If I'm living a life of disobedience and I'm quarreling, fighting, stirring up things in strife, if I'm angry and bitter and holding grudges, that's not obedience to the Word of God. So my angel has his wings folded, wants to help me, wants to protect me, but can't. Because I'm not in obedience to the Word of God. Well, I feel this way. I feel that way. They did this. They did that. It really doesn't matter what they did to us because we've all been hurt and we're going to get hurt again. But the key is how we're responding. We should be responding in the fruit of the Spirit. Amen, everybody? Because I want to make sure, y'all pray for me, that I live a life of obedience for God. And service, what is that? Walking out your purpose. If I'm out of the will of God, I'm in disobedience, and that's my part. I'm not fulfilling it, so the angels don't have to do their part and protect me. But God charged them to protect me. God charged them to preserve me in my coming and my going. God told them to accompany me. God told them to watch over me, but they can't unless I do my part, which live a life of obedience to the Word of God and then living out the service, the purpose, the will of God in my life. That's why you've heard me say for 37 years, the safest place as the choir comes, the safest place to be is in the will of God. Because when you're in the will of God, that's why we lead people to the purpose God has for them at Church on the Rock. Because when you're in the will of God, you got angelic protection, a hedge of protection, and a covering and a canopy over your life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.